the SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Looking more and more like it will be a Trump-Biden rematch in November. Donald Trump and Joe Biden cruising to multiple victories on Super Tuesday.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason.
Former President Trump celebrating the night at a Mar-a-Lago victory party.
There's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive.
President Biden didn't give a speech, but instead issued a statement warning that Trump is focused on his own revenge and retribution, not the American people. Nikki Haley won the Vermont GOP primary, but she trails Trump in the delegate count by a wide margin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And defeating President Biden, Jason Palmer won the Democrat caucus in American Samoa. California's U.S. Senate showdown will feature a Democrat congressman and a former baseball all-star. Democrat Adam Schiff and Republican Steve Garvey will vie for the late Dianne Feinstein Senate seat. In North Carolina, Democrat State Attorney General Josh Stein and Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will face off in the governor's race. Also at SRNNews.com, an iconic photo showing a sailor and a woman embraced in a kiss on Times Square celebrating victory in World War II will not be banned by the VA after all.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough acted after a copy of a memo from a VA undersecretary requesting the photo's removal from the VA health facilities was shared on social media. Now, the memo said the removal was sought because the photo, quote, depicts a non-consensual act and is inconsistent with the department's sexual harassment policy.
And correspondent Jason Walker says the VA secretary was having none of it, and the photo is safe, at least for now. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 91 points higher. This is SRN News. As expected, former President Donald Trump scored the largest number of delegates in the 16 Super Tuesday states. Exit polls show one of the top concerns driving voters to the polls nationwide was illegal immigration. That was especially true in Texas, which has grappled with the issue for years. When it comes to the border crisis, Dallas Pastor Jack Graham says his church seeks to balance legal concerns with Christian compassion.
As Christians, we love people. Our church, we've been there on the border, passing out Bibles, giving people support, been to orphanages myself, and working and housing people who have come to this country. So we'll do that as believers. But at the same time, we cannot tolerate a system that is so broken because, as President Trump has said in the past, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Pastor Graham adds that part of his Prestonwood Baptist Church includes a growing Spanish ministry, attracting over 3,000 members each weekend. This is SRN News. Election officials in Western North Carolina had to rush to correct some misinformation aired by a local radio station the other day.
North Carolina's State Board of Elections says the WKYK, based in Burnsville, North Carolina, reported incorrectly that voting precincts had closed and that residents around Yancey County would have to vote instead at the County Board of Elections office. The North Carolina State Board of Elections says that the false information appeared to be an honest but unfortunate mistake. Within 30 minutes of the radio report, the county's emergency management office used a subscription-based public safety mass messaging system to issue the correct information. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Central Command reports an American destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down drones and a missile launched by Iran-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen. More details at SRNNews.com.